Let us pray. May the words of my mouth, O Lord, and the meditations of our hearts be truly acceptable to you. Amen. There's a saying that, I never came up with a saying, but there's a saying that a woman's work is never done. Once one task has been done, another presents itself, and another, and another. A man was once heard to say, the reason why you have so much to do is because you don't close your eyes. I remember seeing an ad on TV where a woman was talking about all the work she was doing, the washing, the cleaning up, and everything around the house, and seemingly implying that her husband was just sitting around and doing nothing. The husband then said to her, "You know what? I have noticed that too. There's something really strange. You know, whenever I throw any clothes in this basket, when I wake up in the morning, the clothes have been washed and folded and have been put away. And another thing, this table here, I think it's a magic table. Sometimes I leave empty pizza boxes, empty cans and food on it, and I come back in the morning and everything's been cleared away. Sometimes I leave things here on purpose, and just like magic, I come back and it's all cleared away like magic." The next day, the scene is where the husband is talking to the police about how his wife has gone missing. Then he remembers the magic table and wonders whether the table has anything to do with it, and starts to explain the magic table to the police officers. The policeman says, "Hey, I have a table just like that at home." And the policewoman who is there is seen just rolling her eyes. There are things we can do, little things. Sometimes we think they're insignificant, but they actually help and can make a huge difference. In our gospel passage today, Jesus is addressing his disciples before he sends them out to heal, to witness, and to cast out demons. Everything that they have received from him. And it was free of charge, without payment. And now they are to go out and do the same. They are to go out and to minister to others without seeking any reward, to give of themselves for others. There are so many people who have done this very thing. They have given of themselves to serving others in God's name without seeking anything in return. Often those very people never get to see the fruit of their labor. Others get to see the results of their work. We are the ones who get to reap the rewards of their service. And often it is not for the present, but for the future of all that the work is done. We give thanks for all those who have worked tirelessly to spread the good news, to bring the kingdom of God on earth. This work is ongoing and never stops. We are always looking for ways to reveal God's grace and love to others. Jesus said, "The harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few. Ask the Lord of the harvest, therefore, to send out workers into his harvest field." The harvest field for us today is beyond the doors of this church. It is outside the walls of this building. Each one of us is being called to go out in the harvest field and to bring in the harvest. Each one of us here has a corner of the harvest field that only you can access. Perhaps it is your family, your neighbors, your friends, your workplace. You may be the only one who can introduce Jesus to them. The opportunities are many, and you are right there. There are so many people who need to hear the message of love and compassion that only Jesus can bring to their lives. And you may be the one who has been chosen to share the good news with them. I teach a Pacific Pronunciation and Protocols course, and in it we talk about the celebration of Pacific Language Weeks. And one time, one participant of the course asked me a question. How can we continue to learn more when the language weeks are only 1 week long? I responded with, just because it is 1 week in duration does not mean that you have to stop after a week. You can continue to use the language throughout the year. Our mission extends way beyond the here and now. It is wherever we are, not limited, not exclusive, but inclusive and expansive. There are so many people who need Jesus in their lives. We are called to share the good news of Jesus Christ to all, and we can start right where we are with whoever we are with. Jesus was compassionate. Jesus lived out his mission in his life, proclaiming good news and bringing healing. He gives his disciples the authority to do the same, and they embraced the opportunity. Jesus told them that he did not come for the righteous, he came for the sick, the lost of the world. We are part of a broken world, which needs mercy and compassion. Jesus went out to cities, villages, reaching out to all in need. Who are the lost and the lonely in your corner of the world? Let us constantly pray to God to reveal to us the lost and the lonely who need compassion, and to give us the strength and the courage to minister to them. The disciples have been sent out to heal the sick, cast out demons, and to bring compassion to the lost and the downtrodden. This is definitely something new in those times. Jesus has arrived on the scene. A shepherd king full of compassion is bringing heaven closer to earth. This is something new. A new kingdom is at hand, and people are being invited to be a part of this new kingdom. Different people, people from everywhere. Things of the past will be no more. The future looks bright. The harvest is plentiful. It is ripe for the picking. Many have done the work of preparing the soil for planting and nurturing the seed of truth that has been planted. There are many people in our corner of the world that are waiting to hear the good news and to be nurtured in the faith and truth of Jesus Christ. So let us pray to God to help us to notice when there is an opportunity to harvest, to gather, to reap, and to affirm the goodness that God has begun in them. May we acknowledge the blessings in a person's life that have been largely unnoticed. May our eyes be open to the opportunities to bring light where there has only been darkness, be it by a kind word, a gesture, a visit, a smile. Pray to God to help you to see the potential in someone today, to make a difference for good in someone's life. May we have a deeper appreciation of the rich harvest that is around us, just ripe for the picking. Jesus comes into the world and his ear, and especially his heart, is attuned to the plight of the poor and the weak. He can hear the suffering of the world, and in compassion goes out to heal, to comfort, challenge, and much, much more. Jesus calls us to go out and to do the same, to show compassion and to bring healing to their wounds of time and space, to listen to the cries of the poor and downhearted. We see it every day, everywhere. Jesus calls us to be his eyes and ears, and to be his hands and feet, and especially his heart in the world. How will you respond? Jesus said, "The harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few. Ask the Lord of the harvest, therefore, to send out workers into his harvest field." In Jesus' name, amen.